Welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, where we talk about life because it happens to everyone, along with some great indie musicians' Q&A sessions. So come aboard, kick back, and let's vibe.
Welcome to the show this week. Good friend of mine from many years ago, an artist, singer-songwriter. What else is he? He's just a wonderful guy. Anyway, he's a former military, retired, and he go by the name of Andre Floyd, a.k.a. 211. What's going on, brother?
What's going on with you, brother? Long time no see, no hear.
Yeah, well, you know, through social media, we touch bases and be passing by, you know, wee hours of the morning or whatever, commenting and checking
stuff. That's right.
Well, other than that, how's it going? How's it been, man? It's been at least 20 years, huh?
Man,
We were young back then.
I'm still young. I don't know about you.
Well, all I know is the last time I saw you, we didn't have these gray hairs.
Nah, man, these are silver highlights I put in there, man. That's the highlights. But nah, man, just life, man, life has totally changed for me, man. A lot of growth, a lot of maturity, and yeah, man, life is good. Life is good. It's a blessing.
So where did it all start? Let's take it back. Who is Andre Floyd? Where you come from?
Hey,
where you been and where he's going?
That's cold. I'm glad you asked who is Andre Floyd, because that's kind of the name of the new album I'm doing. It's just Andre Floyd. And the last song on the album is called Who is Andre Floyd? And I get a chance to tell you who Andre Floyd is. I can't tell you who I am in one song, of course, right? Like, I don't think you could put a 2.5-hour movie together to tell you who exactly Ray Charles was, you know, but you can get a good picture of who Andre Floyd is. But also, and it's funny, the interludes on the album, I put interludes, I kind of went back to how people used to have interludes and skits on the album, but I don't have skits on, I just have interludes. And I have my friends, people I know, tell you who Andre Floyd is. And what's cool about it is that last song I was saying about who's Andre Floyd, I had that beat broken down into segments. And so each person has a different segment of the beat. So when you finally get to that last song, it'll all come together. Like, you know, it's like a gumbo kind of, you know, this person got the crab leg, this person got the sausage, this person got the roux, this person got the vegetable, whatever you, what else you chicken or whatever else you put in. And then when you put it all together, you get the track at the end. So,
interesting way.
Yeah, man. Just trying to do something different. A lot of creative writing on this one. But the good question is, when did this start? I say when I retired from the military.
Thank you for your service, by the way. Thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I think when I retired and I spent a good portion of my career, working in the chaplain's office I think I used to suppress my mental health and emotional health because I was supporting others. Mm-hmm. And let me explain that. When you busy helping other people with their issues, you have no time to self-examine your issues. You know, you suppress them. And I think once I got out of the military and I no longer had that as a self-defense mechanism, when I no longer had to do that, I was left to face my own issues, my own trauma that I've had from the past I had to deal with. And when you get out the military, you know, the VA kind of rates you, you know, as far as disability and things like that. And before I got out, I was depressed before I got out the military. But I'd be honest with you, man. I was ignorant when it came to mental health, right? Especially in the Black community, a lot of times, oh, that boy's just crazy.
Right.
Oh, man, everybody go through that. Or, you know, we suppress it like, You know what I mean? We don't take mental health seriously. Once I bought into it, then it made sense. A lot of aha moments started to happen slowly but surely. It's like an onion. It was layers, man. Mm-hmm. And I'm still growing mentally, emotionally. I still have aha moments. I just had one this last Christmas that freed me from some pain I was dealing with. And so that's kind of where I've been at in a nutshell. Just the mental health part has been the thing that's been helping me grow as a person and improve as a person, mm-hmm. be a better friend, a better father, a better husband, things of that nature. So on my last album, Fragile Man, I tapped into that, you know, where I said I was a fragile man, right? Mm-hmm. And by being a fragile man, I was very vulnerable on that album. I talked about my thoughts of suicide, failed marriage, my father's mental health, and how that kind of, you know, maybe why he was the way he was. You know, if this is your father and this is the only parent you have growing up, some of his traits rub off on you. And it's funny because I start to see myself, same mannerisms my father had, and I can see why he, now that I'm older, mm-hmm. and I'm at the age that he was when I used to judge him as a youngster, mm-hmm. I say, dang, I used to judge my dad for doing the same stuff I'm doing now. And so you know, you get older, you get wiser. And that's kind of where, how that album is really about that, The Fragile Man. And, you know, I have different songs about different things in there, but, you know, I was a way for me to release some of the growth and stuff I've been going through. Cause that was a good 11 year time span between my last album, which was a Christian album, to Fragile Man being like my first secular album. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And so this last one also would be, it's more of a secular album per se. But it's still in the vein of who 2:11 is, where I'm not preaching at you, mm-hmm. but I'm just telling you how I see life. And it's strictly from my perspective. I'm not saying it's the way to walk and the way to go and all that, but I'm saying, like, just from my opinion and from what I've experienced, this is how I think is the best way to walk life. You know what I mean? And I will always say, me and my wife were talking about this the other day. I said, I think whether you believe in God or not, mm-hmm. I still believe that we're made in the image of God, and certain spiritual truths, or even if you don't want to call it spiritual, certain truths are on your heart. Right. And so, for example, I don't care if you're religious or not. I think all men would think that it's wrong to kill somebody, mm-hmm. or it's wrong to steal from someone. If you take a baby and they try to sneak and eat a cookie, they know they did wrong. You don't have to teach them that stealing is wrong. They just know it. You know what I mean? And so with that in mind, I use my conscious truths to be my guide in life. And so that kind of is also my guide when it comes to music. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. I guess being true to yourself and, you know, what you're feeling in your heart, don't suppress it. Let it flow. It's coming out for a reason. You know what I'm saying?
And that's been the key to freedom. It's not suppressing it, trying to act harder than I am. If I'm a cry, cry. If mm-hmm. if I'm fragile, say it. You know, being open to speak about mental health, and speak about your fears and things like that. You know what I mean? Man, I learned so much, bro. I mean, just anger management.
Pretty much just being human.
Anger management. Yeah, we get mad because we can't control things, or we get mad because we fear something, right? Mm-hmm. And so when I'm able to articulate it and feel free to communicate it, it's easy to keep walking and living life in a true state. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it kind of frees you up too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Trapped within, you know, your own mental. Let it go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Speak
yes,
on sir. It. Speak on it. So since you're out of the military, helping other people, man, I guess you still kind of, you can help people with your testimony, or if you know somebody going through some mental stuff, you can kind of talk about it with them, chop it up.
Yes, sir. That's the best ministry. Let them see it through your actions, man. You know what I mean? We could push the word daily, you know, and sometimes there's that time for that, right? When people right. need that word. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I can show you better than I can tell you. Right. You know, if I really love you, I'll be there for you in a hard time. You know, a lot of people say, oh, man, I love you. But when you ask for some help, they won't show up.
Love who? Where they at?
Exactly. Let them be in a financial hardship or something like that. And they ask for some paper. Oh, man, they ain't got it. Just because if you really love them, you'll give it to them. Sometimes you almost to give your last, or you'll go without to help somebody else sometimes.
It be like that. But the true ones going to be there regardless.
Mm-hmm.
And hard times will show who it is or who they
That's
are.
Right.
Yep.
That's right.
So what else been going on? Weren't you doing a podcast or something? Or was it during the football season?
Did you know that over 92% of people in the United States are deficient in one or more vitamins or minerals? Unfortunately, the foods we eat just don't have enough of the vitamins and minerals our bodies need to maximize our immune systems, strengthen our organs, and help our bodies perform at their best. It's also the reason why so many people get sick. In fact, over 80% of patients who got COVID-19 were deficient in vitamin D, and up to 82% critically ill patients are deficient in vitamin C. The fact is, we need supplements. And now, for the first time ever, you can get the highest quality, most complete supplements on the market for prices that anyone can afford. With Live Good, you can afford to be healthy. Check out joinnatenow.com and check out the 6-minute video. Leave a good name and email, and we'll get with you with more information. Have a great day.
You're working on something.
Yeah, so what happened, man? It was called the Sunday Showdown.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't so much of a podcast. It was just me having some fun with friends, family. And what we were doing is we were battling music. And, you know, one day I may get back into it, but the consistency is the problem, right? And mm-hmm. So I was doing this every Sunday. And this started during COVID too.
Okay, yeah.
Whereas it was supposed to be a virtual barbecue. This is how it all started. It was a virtual barbecue where me and a few friends were barbecue. We said, okay, we're going to barbecue Sunday. We're going to all meet at a certain time. So maybe 1 o'clock my time. And my friend was in Virginia. So uh-huh. It would be like 3 o'clock his time. And then I had another friend in Cali. And so we would all be on there. I was playing music in the background. And we would talk to each other, you know, while we at our grill, but we all having this Zoom and we're just talking and grilling at the same time. It's sort of like being at a real barbecue, right?
Right.
And then I had the idea, what would be dope would be is if, you know, maybe we battled each other because I was playing some music and he said, I got a song better than that. And boom, he started playing something. And then the idea happened, like, oh, we should battle with the music, right? And say, okay, I got a song. Boom, I play this. The next song, he'd be like, oh, that's a good one. He said, but I got one better than that. And he tried to outdo me. And then the next person tried to outdo the next person. Then I tried to outdo that person, right? And so it went like that triangle. And then I had that bright idea, like, boom, let's make it funner. You know, so we'll do that. We'd do a couple of rounds of that mm-hmm. and try to bring people on to talk to and have fun with us. But then we all had to come up with a category. And when I said category, and we call this the showdown rounds, right? Uh-huh. So we would have the listeners, the people that tune in, vote on who won each round. So say I would pick a topic. I say, play your best Barry White song. So I'll play one, the other person play one, everybody else play one. And then everybody will vote who played the best Barry White song. Then it'll go to the next round. Then say the next person will pick whatever topic, you know, oh, since it's Christmas time, play the best Christmas song. And then then they vote. And then whoever get the most votes, and then the last person, which at that time was my wife, would play it. Say her topic, and we'll all try to battle with her topic. And then whoever won, And so if we all won a round, then there was a lady, Mama Sheila, she would throw out the last topic to get a winner, right? Since we were all tied. That was towards the end. It was just fun, man. And sometimes, if there was a current event or something like that, maybe like an artist or somebody passed, would play music, dedicated show to them or something like that. Or like we did Women's History Month, which is this month is Women's History Month. And we played nothing but women artists. And it was just a great time. And just having some fun every Sunday. And then I had a lot of deaths in my family that was occurring. And man, it just broke me down, mentally and emotionally. And I went into a depression, and I just didn't have the urge to do it. I didn't have I
lost the drive for it.
The drive to do it anymore. You got to forgive me, man. Like, that's one of the things I've been struggling with, my mental health. And so I get like this brain fog.
Yeah.
That they call it mental fatigue. And so it's kind of hard to put my words together at times, but it's
coming out pretty fine on this end. Yeah, sound normal.
But thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I'm getting better, man. It used to be worse, man. I couldn't even sometimes feel like I could put a full sentence together sometimes, man. And that's when I was literally having a mental breakdown where I had to go to the emergency room. As even I could notice it. And because I used to teach I used to teach suicide prevention and suicide intervention. And I knew the red flags, and I knew I used to teach stress management. Uh-huh. And so I knew I was in what they call this red zone. Like, it was like a green, yellow, orange, red, and red being the worst. And I knew I was there at the red zone because I knew the signs. I used to teach it. So I went to the hospital and got some help, man. And I thank God I did, because, I don't want to not only harm myself, right? I don't want to kill myself.
Right.
But at that same time, man, I struggled, it's a lot of things I was struggling with at that time. But I just kept having death after death,
Yeah. I take a toll
uncle
on you.
Uncle died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same, uncle over died. Here too.
My father died. The only parent I've ever had, dealing with cousins. And I mean, it was like back to back.
It's overwhelming, dude. You get numb and it's like, what the heck? And it usually might be every 10 years or something like that. It was, they were stacking up, man. I just lost my brother-in-law 2 weeks ago from cancer.
Man,
and stuff.
Sorry to hear that,
my
bro.
Grandma in October. I had my stepson last July, my cousin the month before him. It was like, man, come on. I need a break. I need a break.
You
can't grieve because the next one coming, it's like, whoa, hold on.
Coming.
You got friends, coworkers. It's too many people that was close that was falling too quick. Two cousins, they off themselves. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Hold up.
So and I see we on the same plane. We see the same things. I think all of us
went through that over this last 3 years. Everybody experienced somebody, losing somebody, that normally would have still been here if we didn't have another issues going on, so to say.
I hear you, brother.
So, it was wild, bro. And that's one of the reasons why I started my podcast, to keep my sanity, talk to everyday people, get away from the politics and the news, because it was, we ain't never went through that like that. Not in our adult life. So we had to find some coping mechanism.
It was a strange time in life, you know what I mean? So it's funny to see a mirror of someone else who kind of was experiencing the same thing you had. I don't think I've had a lot of people really talk about it.
Right.
And to hear you expressing the same, that you were feeling some of the same things is eye opening for me right now, because I didn't know. You think it's just you. You can't really focus on everything or people around you, just kind of stuck in your bubble and what you're going through. Keep in mind, it was COVID. It was close to COVID time too. Mm-hmm. So that made it even that isolated you even more. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, you felt alone. And then I was an essential worker. Mm-hmm. So while the world stopped, I'm still out there on the empty freeways. It was just weird. But it was a lot of moments, some intimate moments with God, like keeping my sanity, bro. Because, I mean, what do you do? Everything was like way beyond that, never happened. So you can imagine what the kids was going through. If the adults was going through the madness, mm-hmm. the kids, like, what the? So a lot of kids was offing themselves too with the stress and the, so yeah. it was crazy.
It really was. And it's funny because when COVID first started, I was in school and I was taking this creative writing class and they got my juices flowing. And that's how I started with this last album. The creative writing class was just like, it was like the battery I needed in my back to start writing again. Because if I don't feel it, I don't write it.
Right.
And right. It's taken me since, it's 2023, it's taken me 3 years to complete this album. And after my dad died, I shut down.
What year did your dad die?
He died in 2020.
Oh, that year.
Mm-hmm. And he died the summer of 2020. I had just went and saw him for his birthday that January. Mm-hmm. And he died that summer. And so I was in school at the time and I started working on the album. And then when the summertime came and he passed and I was in the process of trying to move at the same time, I just shut down. My dad died quite naturally. If that's the only parent you ever had growing up, like
right.
You feel like, man, you lost your whole world.
Right.
And then I was moving and then starting a new position where I was supposed to be training on. It was a lot, bro. And just mentally, I just felt like the world was crumbling and I felt like I didn't have good support. Mm-hmm. And when I say good support, even though I'm married, the difference, me and my wife were working opposite shifts because I just started a new position at my job where when I was off, she had to work. We were like two ships passing in the night, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And when she was off, I had to work. So we really didn't get a chance to see each other. And when I was off, I would usually be talking to her. She wasn't here to talk to. And that also added to the depression. And then I reached out to the VA and was talking to somebody. But yeah, I think because of COVID, I think a lot of people were dealing with depression and they just didn't have enough mental health doctors. And so I could only talk to her like once every other month. And wow. That wasn't good enough. That's I needed somebody on a consistent basis. Mm-hmm. Relationships with my kids were hampered. It was a lot, man, at that time. So
how did you
pull through that? I just had a mental breakdown.
How did you like come out of that hole, you know? What'd you do, the steps? Or
I'm still struggling with it, bro. Okay. I'll be honest with you. But it's a lot better. I was able to take some time off from work. Mm-hmm. I got a new position at work. At that time, I wasn't married to my current wife. We got married in September. And when I took a different, all right. So, and you can say, well, how did you take a different position? I've been with this company since 2015. And it's a good company. I don't want to say what company it is, mm-hmm. but it's a good company to where, you know, I had one position, I was able to grow and move into another position. Okay. A friend of mine needed some help in the area he worked in. He asked me to come over there. Right before I got there, I interviewed, got it. And right before I got there, my dad died. So once he died and I came back and I had to learn something totally new, mm-hmm. mentally, I was checked out.
Yeah.
I was already in a process personally of trying to move. I mean, literally, we just had got back from Louisiana and I had to go mow the yard and just put the bags away, mow the yard because I had people coming to the house to see it that day. Mm-hmm. Just got back, literally. And we drove from Louisiana because of COVID. We didn't want to fly. So we drove and I'm in Oregon. So that's a long drive.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as you get back, you pull in, pull out the lawnmower, cut the grass, go down the street while they look at the house, then come back. Like, think about it. That's a lot.
Yeah, you didn't have a break.
No break. And it was just pushing. Then go right back. Now go start this new position. Mentally, I was checked out. I couldn't. How am I learning this? So I struggled learning it.
Right.
Huh?
How do you focus? You know, what
I struggled learning it at that time and focusing on it. And then the dynamics wasn't there. They were undermanned. People were getting sick because of COVID. So the workload was a lot. You know, with just few workers. And again, I'm trying to learn it. I'm trying to ask questions because I don't want to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like I didn't have a good learning environment. It wasn't a good learning environment. It was dealing with different personalities, new personalities, learning to navigate that. And then just emotionally, mentally, not being able to manage the situation. Like I was telling about mental fatigue. Uh-huh. And even now I still struggle with it. I can't read long paragraphs. Like, uh-huh. you know, like if I'm going to play a new game and you have to read the instructions,
yeah.
I have to sit here and try to visualize what they're talking about in these instructions. I can't do that right now. And it's been hard. I have to do simple things, read things in short little bits. Uh-huh. Like if you gave me a contract to read, I'll be in trouble because I would have to take my time to digest it very slowly. And I'm a bro. I got 2 college degrees. It's not like mm-hmm. I'm dumb or anything like that. It's just my mind has shut down and it's made it so hard. And with that position, because it's a new position, I had to read a lot, and that also made learning the job a lot harder. So I knew that's when I was able to go to the doctor and get the time off I needed. But then I just wasn't happy there. And I said, okay, if I'm not happy here, I got to make a change. Either I'm going to quit this job or I'm going to find another position. So I started applying for management positions, right? Because I feel like that's really what I was suited for, was management. You know,
right.
For the last 20 years, I've been taking care of people and leading troops, right? Mm-hmm. And so, I applied for any management position they had. And I interviewed, and finally someone gave me a call. They happened to call me when I was on that 2-month work break, right? And I got the call like right in the middle, and I felt like God heard my cry. And it actually did breathe new life into me when I got the job. And I was happy because I wasn't going back to what I felt was a position that bred so much anxiety into me, right? It's mm-hmm. like when I would pull into the driveway, I mean, the parking lot, I would feel the stress on going to this job. And
wow.
Bro, it hurts just to think about it. You know what I mean?
Imagine,
it was that bad. And so that's why I was so happy I wasn't going back to that position, but actually right. starting a new position. That helped. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, with the counseling and the anger management classes and the grief, I actually also took
how to deal with grief.
Yes, but it was like a treatment with a whole bunch of other people. What do you call that? When there's other people there, it's like a Alcoholic Anonymous.
Yeah. Group.
A group session. A group of people. Yeah, of people who dealing with loss and grief wow. in their life, right? And so that helped as well. Understanding that there are certain phases in our life, right? Right, when we were younger, mm-hmm. teenagers, young adult, I guess mid adult, and now in our twilight years, mm-hmm. every stage of our life we dealt with loss, whether it be a loss of a friend, loss of a girlfriend, mm-hmm. loss of other friends or parents divorcing. There's some type of loss that is the end result is grief.
Mm-hmm.
And so when seeing that, when painted from that perspective and understanding that loss is a normal part of life, it helped me a little bit. So it's all these little things. The classes I was taking, and thank God through the VA, you know, they had a lot of resources out there, and I just took advantage of the resources, man, because I needed some help,
right.
and I was able to get it and get somewhat better. You know what I mean? So
cool. I'm glad you took advantage of it, because you know, your testimony and your story is just helping other people. You know, battling through.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so, man. I think that's been my calling in life I've always just wanted to be the person that made a difference in somebody else's life, you know, not really worried about my life. And that's been a issue for me, you know, always caring about others, how others feel and what they think. And I'm at that point, I don't even care no more. Right. And then not to sound selfish, I do care about people. Don't get me wrong. I still want to do that aspect and make a difference in somebody else's life.
Right.
But I don't care what people think about me anymore.
Of course.
And so it doesn't matter. I figured I got a few summers left, God willing. And if I do, man, I just want to live them to the fullest and be happy and do things that I've always wanted to do in life. And that's where I'm at now. It's just about growth, you know. It's the things I've always wanted to learn in life. I'm starting to do those things. Like, I wanted to learn how to play pool, bought me a pool table. Mm-hmm. I want to learn Spanish. I'm enrolled to start learning Spanish next month, like next semester. Wanted to learn to play golf. When the weather gets better, I'm gonna learn to play golf. Mm-hmm. Also wanted to learn to play the piano. And, you know, once I get situated, I'm going to learn to play the piano. But one thing at a time, these are little things, just improvement right. For myself, you know. Last year, not too long ago, actually. Yeah, personal growth. Mm-hmm. Last year, I was into astrology. Mm-hmm. Not astrology. Study the stars and stuff like that.
Astronomy?
Not as far as astronomy. Yeah, not astrology. Not horoscopes and stuff like that, but astronomy. Understanding our little... how insignificant the earth is just in our solar system. But then when you look how small our huge sun is to us, but how it's like a speck in our overall Milky Way. And then how small our Milky Way is and compared to all the many billions and millions of Milky Ways out there. And so when I started looking at how small and insignificant things are, it's just, it just blew my mind away. And so I got deep into that and just trying to understand where we are and where we are as far as our planet in regards to other things out there. You know, mm-hmm. I think we don't even think what's outside of our planet, you know, because we think there's no life out there or whatever. But it's hard for me to believe that there isn't some sort of life out there when you have billions and billions of other planets and solar systems and things of that nature. So yeah, man, that's where I've been. I don't know why that interests me. It just did. And I just went down that wormhole and now I said, okay, I'm kind of done with that right now. Let me jump into something else. So
cool. Hey, so tell us about this song, Summer Nights. We're going to get into
it. So Summer Nights was a song that I wrote. I don't even remember what year it was, but it's my take on Today Was a Good Day by Ice Cube and Summertime by Will Smith.
Okay.
And so in Today Was a Good Day, Ice Cube it's a day in the life of his life, right? It's just one day in his life. The things he did, you know, going playing basketball, hooked up with some girl he wanted to get with, hang out with his friends, and went back home. He didn't get seen no police. Like, you know how it is in L.A., no police light, no nothing, right? Mm-hmm. It was a good day, you know. Friends, girl, home, safe, good day. Well, I said, dang, I wanted to do something in a day in the life of 2/11. So it starts off with me waking up and I did my best to depict it in the video. There's a video for it on YouTube, on my YouTube channel. I wrote out the treatment for it, came up with the shots. My wife helped me behind the camera while I was performing, set up all the shots and recorded it and put it out. But I start off my day just waking up. Had some breakfast. I got a call on the phone or a text on the phone. Friend saying, what you doing today? Let's get together. I said, cool. You know, I fire up the grill. They brought some drink over. And we got together and we had a good time. All the friends came, brought their wives, their family, kids, whatever. We just barbecued and had a good time. A little get together. And then the sun went down and fun wasn't over. We decided we would go downtown and go dancing or hang out or whatever. So we went downtown. We did a little dancing, have fun. After the club or whatever, my wife decided, because in Portland there's a place called Voodoo Donuts, you know, and they're open. I don't think they're open 24/7, but they're open late night, and there'd be a long line. And these donuts, you know, they have weird donuts, but it's a, that's what they're known for. And she wanted that. We went, not just talk about all this little stuff in the song. After that, went there, and then we actually made it back home safely. No police, no nothing, no drama. Just a good time with your woman, your friends, family, whatever. And that's Summer Nights. That's what the song is about. It's just like Ice Cube's Today Was a Good Day, one day. And it's in the summertime. You know, we all, you know, he talked about in summertime, the how to spark up a grill brings back nostalgia. Well, we fired up the grill. And so, yeah, man, that's what it's about.
Let's check it out. Summer Nights by 2:11.
About 10 o'clock when I rise and shine. Start up the playlist, it's old school time. Head to the deck where I'm about to dine. Have a little breakfast, plan out my day. Return a few texts to my people, hey. Then to the closet to pick out my fit. A clean short set, all white K-Swiss. Then I got a hit, fussle, wanna chill. Y'all bring the brew, I fire up the grill. Head to the car, watch to shine up the ride. Armor all on the top, vanilla sink inside. Then to the store to grab groceries. Then back to the crib where I prepare the meat. Old school and took a shower. My girl joined in, so it took an hour. Got a bad young thing, she look like J-Lo. Sweet as an angel, golden halo. In love with your boy, I'm a huggable fellow. Cause she keeps it clean from head to toe. Break the bones out, now it's time to go. I'm about to bust some heads to the whitening show. Y'all know how it is when you're sipping gin. My people set the door, let the games begin.
Chilling with the homies on summer night. Summer night, summer night. Chilling with the family on summer night.
Through the ribs are done smoking and the chicken's done too. Greens and beans, macaroni and cheese, peach collard for dessert with vanilla ice cream. Maids in the background, golden time of day. Summer madness by cooling the game. Just a few tunes to set the groove. The sun started to set and it fits the mood. Everybody feeling good playing Bones of Spade. Drinks in hand while the music plays. Pack it on in, sun starting to fade. This is what I love about the summer days. The fun's not over because we lost the light. Can't forget the best part, the summer nights. Headed back in and gotta fresh it up. Put on some jeans and a button up. Slide the keys to my girl because it's time to ride. About to head downtown to see them city lights. The car's detailed and the music's loud. Thank God for no traffic, avoiding the crowd. Got downtown and we found a spot. It's my lucky day, I didn't pay to park. Elevator to the top where we like to chill and have a few drinks at the Fort and Grill.
Chilling with the homies on summer nights. Summer nights. Chillin' with the family on summer night, summer night, summer night. Chillin' with your girl on summer night, summer night, summer night. Chillin' with your man on summer night, summer night, summer night. Chillin' with the homies on summer night, summer night, summer night. Chillin' with the family on summer night, summer night, summer night. Chillin' with your girl on summer night, summer night, summer night. Chillin' with your man on summer night, summer night, summer night.
Headed to the bar to catch a vibe. Ain't nothing like the rooftop on summer nights. Everybody dressed nice and looking fly. Peeping up the fireworks, lights up the sky. It's the Rose Festival, so everything is lit. My girl wanna dance, so we got to dip. Head to the club, and the place is jumping. DJ spinning old school, this place is bumping. Broke out the two-step, feeling the groove. Last call at the bar, cause it's almost two. Grabbed the beer before we left, and we hit the streets. Stopped at a food truck to get something to eat. Grabbed some chicken pad thai, feeling good and free. We went to Voodoo Donuts up the street. And when I got there, I had to wait in line. 20 minutes for a donut, must be out my mind. But I can't even trip, because my girl wanted one. And when she young woman, she ain't no fun. Gotta get up out of there and get back to the crib. Thank God for this life and how we live. Moving, phobic, when I'm feeling
That's funky right there.
Thanks, man.
Give it up for 211 Summer Nights. I like that.
Sir, man.
Yeah, that's in that. Thank you, that's man. In you that
gotta
vibe.
Got to check out the video. Yeah,
I will.
Man, it was a nice little.
I will.
It was a nice little thing, man. I had a great time shooting it, man. And it's funny because, you know, I have many nights like that with my friends. You know, I got a good group of fellas out here that I roll with, man. And we just have a great time, man.
That's what it's all about.
Bringing their wives out.
Getting away from the real world and just being just free to enjoy, a piece of life. No problems, no beef, just laughter and good eating, good times.
There you go, man. There we go.
That's a nice one.
Yes, sir.
So what's the name of your YouTube channel?
It's just Andre Floyd.
Okay, on YouTube. Yeah.
It's just Andre. Type in Andre Floyd. I think it's under Andre Floyd. He's either under Andre Floyd or 211. It might be under 211. I'm not for sure, man, to be honest with you.
Yeah, we'll have to look.
I would have to take a look and see.
I'll put the links in the description.
Yeah, I sent you the link.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so what's in the name 211? How you come up with that name?
Well, 211 is a California penal code for armed robbery, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at the time, I was armed with the word of God. And I was robbing Satan, bringing souls back to the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Right. So I tried to keep it somewhat street and gritty.
Yeah.
But, you know, it had that alternative meaning to it. So I just kept it, man.
Yeah. Well,
just kept it.
That's what I know you from, 211.
Yeah, 211. Yeah. Just kept it, man. So, I mean, I've been using it this long. And the one thing you'll see, or you probably already know about me, is that in my music, especially in the music, in the media, I try to keep it as authentic as possible.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people say, well, man, you were doing gospel music at one point. Now you're doing the secular music. I'm like, yeah, because that's where I'm at right now. You know what I mean? I think it's fake to just say, oh, only do gospel. But in reality, you doing something else. Like, nah, like, why do I have to just be pigeonholed into one thing? If I want to do country music, let me do my country music. Right. If I want to do some secular, then let me do my secular. But if you listen to my secular, it's different. I'm still not telling you to go kill nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not telling you to sell dope and chase women. And it ain't about that. You know what I mean? It's about where I'm at in life. You know, if I want to go out and with my friends and go dance and, you know, I'm going to go do that because I'm married. You know, my wife wants to go dance and I want to go dance too. I'm still living life that I like. You can't be a Christian and have fun or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't promote. I'm not telling you to go drink. You do what you want to think. If you drink, I know a lot of Christians in their house, they drink, but they don't want nobody to know. They like sneaking and hiding. I'm not going to sneak and hide. So, you know, you can see behind me, I have a full bar.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I don't hide what it is that I'm doing. Rather, if it ain't for you, then don't do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you feel it's a sin, then don't do it.
Right.
Right. I don't tell people what you should and shouldn't do. I'm not into that. I tell you, live your life, man. So I'm gonna live mine at this point.
Right.
And I'm not hiding it. You know, so
that's kind of how I do my music. I do what I feel.
Yeah, dude,
it can
exactly
be politics,
as
it
should
it can be. It can be motivation. It can just be life. It can be, you know, just whatever, you know, whatever's coming out of my heart and soul. So
as it should be.
Yeah.
As it should be. Because, I mean, you're an artist, right?
Right.
And as an artist, you produce what feels natural to you. It's when you're not doing what's natural to you that it don't come out right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so, and sometimes there's a few situations I should say that I've heard people, they didn't like certain songs, but it would probably be some of the biggest songs of their life. Mm-hmm. Right. Like if you think of Rick James and Super Freak, the way he was singing on that song, he was just messing around. He wasn't really singing the song the way he would have sung it. She's a very kinky girl, the way he was stretching his voice. Yeah. He didn't do that. Even the DOC, Funky Enough, he was rapping like a Jamaican. He don't really rap like that. He just was playing around doing something because he didn't really like the song. Rick James didn't like Super Freak. And DOC didn't like Funky Enough at that time. It was somebody else that was just talking.
Nelly was talking about Air Force Ones was just a fill-in song to throw on the album. Air Force Ones, that song.
And it just took
that was
off.
One of his biggest songs.
Yeah, so it's like sometimes when you do things you don't, I guess, really like, but I don't know, man. For me, I just try to be authentic to who I am as an artist. Also, my website, AndreFloyd.com. A lot of things I've been doing since, you know, me and you connected last was I got into multimedia. So that's why I shot all my videos that you see on my website. I shot them myself. I produced them, shot them. So I've been to school. I went to school for multimedia. It was something that interests me. You know, at this time, I already had, you know, retired military, already have a great job. But I was afforded the opportunity to go to school for for whatever I wanted to go to school for. So why not go to school for something you like?
Right.
And so that's what I did. I went to school, learned multimedia. I put together my own website, which is Andre.Floyd. No, it's AndreFloyd.com. AndreFloyd.com. And I got into photography. So you can see on there, it's because I'm an artist. I deal with different mediums, right?
Right.
So I got photography is one. I got video production is one. I got website design is one. I got my music as another, right? And so I like dealing with different things, man. And as I progress in age, I have ideas of things I still want to do, right? So that's why with the music, I never let it go. I just don't write, or I just don't develop until I feel moved to develop. And every now and then, it depends on what it is. Sometimes I can just wake up with the urge to write this song, or somebody else can come out with music and kind of put a battery in my back and want me. It kind of motivates me to get out and do something. But for the most part, right now, man, I'm pretty much done with the music, I think.
Yeah.
At this point in my life,
I'm kind of like in the same position, because I think my last song I released maybe about a year ago or so, but it has to come to me. It has to come to me. So I'm into my podcast, and then I'm going to some other stuff, you know, travel and just dealing with health products and all that stuff. I'm just trying to find a new me, you know, just always changing and growing, and try to keep current and just keep moving, not sitting still, just, you know, growing old and rusty. Keep evolving with, you know, what's going on, technology and stuff.
Yep. Yeah, there you go, man. And it's when we stop learning, man, that we start falling behind.
Yeah. And it's always some new stuff to learn. Always some new stuff coming up.
It is.
But look, this is the part of the show, Dre, is when we leave some positive nuggets, some life skills or something. What you got for us?
Well, I think one of the things I touched on is not caring. And a lot of the times you will see people, they don't live their true authentic self because they care what other people may think of them or what people may say. And I think when you get close to our age, you stop caring about stuff like that. You realize that ain't even important.
Right.
But what's most important is, I say these last two things, time and your health.
Right.
Because if you don't have your health, you're going to wish you had it. And if they tell you you got less than a year to live, you're going to wish you had more time. So take advantage right now. Stop caring what people think and live your life to the fullest. You know, I ain't saying, you know, don't do dirty to somebody else. Do love people the way you want to be loved. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Right. Mm-hmm. That's the golden rule. Right. Love thy neighbors, thy love thyself. And I will always tell people all the time, love each other, man, because they're not promised tomorrow, but enjoy yourself. Create moments and memories. There might be something you may not want to do. You know, maybe it ain't your cup of tea. I say, just try it once. Try it once and see, you just might like it. Just last night, my wife knows I'm not a big fish eater. She tried to get me to eat healthier. So she made salmon, brown rice, and charred Brussels sprouts, like roasted Brussels sprouts. I have never in my life eaten a Brussels sprout.
Dude.
Never.
I would have told that.
And I told her, I did. And I told her, this year I'm doing things I've never done before. I'm at least try it.
Right.
And yesterday was one of those situations. And I actually liked it. It was okay. So, you know, I don't eat salmon that much, but hey, she's trying to get me to eat healthier.
And please, I said, do, okay. Brother. Please do.
Yeah. Hey, man, listen, man, that's a good, that's why it's good to have a good woman in your corner that's going to support you and make you do things you don't want to do sometimes. But I try. I'm trying things differently because I want to enjoy my life, man. Mm-hmm. And you could be missing out on so much, you know, so create moments and memories. I'll just lay down in my backyard and look up at the stars. We had a
that's great. Relaxing too.
We had a some kind of meteor storm earlier. I think it was in November. It was cold too, bro. So it was November. It was like 18 degrees outside, and I bundled up. I had it all on, right? Uh-huh. And I still just laid in the ground, and I was seeing the star, like the they call them shooting stars, but the meteor shower. I saw a few of them, and again, remember I told you I was into the astronomy stuff, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So it's like I was like, oh, I want to see it, you know. But anyways, I just laid out there and enjoyed it. You know, it's little things like that. You can't. It's free. Mm-hmm. The best things in life are free. To love someone is free. To spend time with a friend is free. To take a long walk with your dog is free. To sit in your backyard under a shaded tree and read a book is free, right? To take a drive along the coast is free. Well, gas or whatever, but you don't really have to pay a lot. You know, there's so many good things in life are free, bro. And we just, for whatever reason, we get caught up in this rat race and don't take advantage of it.
Right.
So that's why I'm telling people, live life to the fullest, take advantage of life. Don't care what other people think, create memories and moments, and love everybody as you would love yourself.
Bam. Mic drop, kicked off the stage. I don't know what else to add to that one.
Yeah, man.
That's good. But look, I want to thank you for taking your time out, brother, and coming to share your heart with the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast, and appreciate you just pressing through, bro. Because, you know, you inspire other people, that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't easy, but, you know, people watching you, they know you struggle, and they see you still just fighting. You know what I'm saying? Even though sometimes you want to throw the towel in and stuff, you're just still pressing through one day at a time. Getting through that day, like you said, today was a good day. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So
I appreciate you having me on, man, and reaching out to me. You know, I really appreciate that, man. That's love. So thank you.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Thank you for what you're doing, man, because I guarantee you got somebody who is checking you out, too. You know, we don't realize it, but people watch us and watch the decisions we make, watch how we move. And someone's always, I ain't going to say, probably looking up to us or what have you. I don't know. But there's something. And we are, like you said, we are an example. I'd rather be our kids, grandkids, or whoever. Somebody's always watching us and is inspired by you. You know what I mean? So thank you as well.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I keep that in my mind. I kind of like this show is intentional. You know what I'm saying? I ain't just wasting time and all stuff. It's like these stories and these testimonies and people's lives are touching other lives around the planet. And that's what I like about this format, because it's worldwide. I think right now on this platform, Buzzsprout platform, I'm in like 25 different countries and territories is dropping in, and then about 300 cities. So that's just through this one app. I don't know what Apple and Spotify and I'm doing. I'm sure it's reaching more, but I just track it through this one app. So, and you know, it's touching people. You might not ever hear from them, but you know, something you said just encouraged somebody else to keep fighting. So that, you know, I'm just an instrument, bro.
Yeah, I hear you. It's funny because I look at, you know, how you can go back and look at all your data, where your music's being streamed or whatever. Mm-hmm. And man, it's amazing to see the different countries that people are actually listening to the music. You know, I had a lot of uptake, and I was Romania.
Oh, yeah.
Romania? I'm like, who's listening? Who's listening to this music in Romania? Like, that's the crazy stuff. You start seeing, and it's like, wow. You know, I had a friend call me like, Dre, they banging your stuff in Minnesota. I'm like, Minnesota? Who's in Minnesota? You know what I mean? It's just like, but, you know.
Those songs, you know. The songs, they're going to find the people that need to hear them.
Yeah. And so you never know, man. Somebody might know you from out there, went there, introduced you or whatever. I don't know, man. So I just put it out, man. And because I'm an artist, and when I don't create, I don't feel good. You know, it's like you got to get it out. So I try, like, when I'm not doing music, trust me, I'm being creative in other ways. Yeah.
Therapy.
So that's kind of, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Put it out there. Take that, whatever that energy is, the negative energy or whatever, and create it into something beautiful, you know, for the world to enjoy.
Bam.
You know what I'm saying? Bam. You can convert it. It's energy.
Yes.
Convert it.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Happy
I
energy.
Like that. Hey. I'm taking that. I'm putting that in my pocket.
Like I tell everybody. You heard it from me? Give me credit 7 times and the 8th time is yours.
There you go. I got it.
Because stuff be coming through me. I don't even know it's going to come. So this legend, I heard
that's
it from
a good one.
Boy.
I like that. Nate told me convert it.
Yeah, because it's
take
energy.
Take that negative and convert it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Take that that negative and put another negative and make it a plus. And send it out there to impact the world for a better, you know, better reason.
Man, you better preach. That's algebra. Why? You better preach.
I don't know too much about algebra, but I know about turning
energy. Negative, because a negative times a negative makes a plus.
There you go. Make
man,
it happen.
I told you I'm educated, man. I'm out here, man.
You got more book education than me. I just go on living.
Nah, man, listen, brother. That's the best education is living.
Real life.
That's the best. They can't teach you that. You know, right. You got to experience it to really understand it.
Yeah, and then
and that's why I
learning from other people's experience
people,
too.
Yeah, that's why I tell people don't care about what other people think, man. Mm-hmm. Live your life. When you stop caring, you find true joy, man. You're free. Mm-hmm. Take them shackles off you, man. Stop caring what other people think. Live your truth. And that's the problem. People don't live their truth because they're so busy caring about what people are going to think. Are they going to like this outfit? Are they going to like this?
They're
so caught up in the most stupidest stuff, man. Wear what you want to wear.
Yep.
Dress how you want to dress. Drive what you want to drive. Eat what you want to eat. Just all I say is treat people the way you want them to treat you.
That's the golden rule, yeah.
If you want to be loved, then you treat people with love.
Yep. Like my friend Pisa said, you got to learn to love yourself first before you can love others.
There you go.
If you got a problem dealing with people the wrong way, back up and start learning how to love yourself first.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's good. Good message. Good matches. Did we have church today or not? Not really, huh? We're just talking real life.
Not really. Just talking life, man. But you know what? You can find help in those bars. Just the same way you go. And you can find help in church. You can find help just talking to the common man.
Oh, yeah.
Like you know, what you said, take that negative and turn it to a positive, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's help. Me telling people to stop caring all the time with other how people view you and this, that, and just live a life in truth.
Somebody need to hear that. Somebody need to hear that.
Mm-hmm. That's help.
Struggling with that right now. And then they hear it like, that's what I'm going to do. That's confirmation. That brother said it. I ain't worried about nobody else. Do me.
One last little bit I would put out there is I want people, if you're struggling with something emotionally and mentally, get some help, man. Get some therapy. There's nothing wrong with therapy. Mm-hmm. You're not crazy because you get therapy. Therapists have therapists.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I would know.
And I wish more people took that time to see mental health doctor. Now, a lot of people might say, man, my health insurance and things of that nature. If you, there are free, there are numbers you can call to talk to someone if you're feeling suicidal, just need somebody to talk to. Find a friend that you or a mentor or a coworker, or go to a church and ask to speak with a pastor, or go to the emergency room of a hospital and tell them you need to talk to somebody. There's always someone available for you to reach out to if you just need to talk.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times talking will help release some of the things you're going through, right? So that would be my advice to people, man. Go find somebody to talk to if you're struggling mentally and emotionally.
Please get help. There's help out there if you're looking. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Don't worry about what nobody else say. It's all about saving yourself.
That's right.
Yep. Well, thanks again, Brother 211.
Thank you, brother, for having me. I really appreciate it, man.
You've heard it exclusively on Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast.
Hi, this is Andre Floyd, and you're listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. Be sure to check me out at andrefloyd.com.
Thanks for listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. If you've enjoyed our show, make sure you subscribe and share with your friends. We appreciate every one of you.